This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
And we are back, segment three, Davin's Den. Pip just was going like a girl, so that's very exciting. We were all going like girls.
Well, they keep a very neat house here, and I'm not afraid of their seat.
Thank you. A lot of peeing and weeing on the show. So let's do some scamming scammers.
After all that pee talking, it would be amazing if you didn't have to.
That was quite the segment, wasn't it? It's a fun segment. Fun segment indeed. All right, let's do some scamming scammers.
Always and forever.
I think that's a little racist. I don't know.
Yeah.
The types of change in the decade since we came up with that.
But yeah, I'm like, maybe we need a new one.
Maybe not. We're fine. Whatever. It's scammers. It's all good. It's not like they're terrible people. I'm not worried about offending them.
No, per se.
All right. So when we last left off, Caroline was back.
Amazing.
We lost twat Caroline, but we kept okay Caroline.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay Caroline. Because apparently they didn't have a meeting.
Yeah, no. I mean, the notes in the booklet that they hand back and forth were very vague.
I did put her through the ringer, though.
Oh, yeah.
But Fake Davin and OK Carolyn said they're going to try to work on a friendship.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens.
They don't want to lose all of that closeness that they once had.
There's been a lot of closeness. A lot of closeness. Kindred spirits, if
you will. Lots of shared honesty.
So on April 11th, I wrote, the last thing I wrote was, what are you doing the rest of the evening? I didn't hear back. April 13th, I go, you doing okay today? Mm-hmm. I didn't hear back. I think I've lost my scammer.
Oh, no.
April 18th, I go, hi, Carolyn, how are you? She goes, I'm good. And you? All right, fine, thank God. You know, I hate after, you know, regaining her.
She just ghosts you.
Yeah. I'm glad you're well. I'm doing the best I can. Lonely, you know. Wish I could go on tour. It would give me less time to sit and think. Remember, this was during the pandemic, so I'm really not doing much.
Right.
Everywhere has been locked down. No place for to tour. Now she gets it. Remember, twat Caroline was like, don't give me your bullshits with this. It's like, what, I'm making up a pandemic?
I know. It's like, do you watch the news? Do you read anything?
I go, yes, that is what I mean. All my work has disappeared. I really love my job. Plus, it was how I paid my bills, so it's a bit much. How do you spend your days? So, again, I'm telling her, I don't have money right now.
Yeah.
So why is she going to stay around with me?
Because it's just right now.
She goes, you have to take things easy, okay?
Huh. That was rather empathetic.
I feel good. I feel good. I'm. You know what? I'm glad I got rid of twat Caroline, but I'm glad we still have OK Caroline. I go, thanks. I try. So tell me, what have you been doing this past week? Oh, trying to get some clients to give me money. Yeah. She goes,
pretending
nothing.
I love people.
She goes, nothing much. Just work, work. Yeah, I believe it. I go, I hear you. Well, that is good that you have work, right? She goes, yeah. I go, still with the same company? She goes, yes, still with the same company. When I told you I lost everything, I was scammed. That's it. I didn't lose my job.
Ah.
Carol, our scammer, was scammed.
Or so she says.
Well, I wouldn't doubt her.
Do tell.
I go, scammed? What happened? She goes, yeah, invested in a wrong site. Now, remember, her site, GoFX.com at the time, which is no longer there, was a bullshit Forex scam site.
Yeah.
It was a scam. So people were actually investing and losing their money with the site that she claimed to be affiliated with back in 2019. She goes, yeah, invested in the wrong site. I go, what site? She goes, wrong trading platform. I go, which one? And then she gives mybtc.ca. I think that's a Bitcoin site in Canada.
Huh.
Because I'm thinking at the time I didn't think about it, but BTC is Bitcoin.
Right.
And a lot of these scammers are getting involved in the Bitcoin and everything.
Yeah.
So this,
it's untraceable, and yeah.
So this might actually be a little bit of truth here.
That's great.
Do me a favor. Look up mybtc.ca. Tell me if it's there.
Sure.
I go, sorry. Someone told you it was reputable and they stole your money? She goes, yeah, that was it. I go, I'm sorry. I hate scammers. She goes, it's fine. It's fine. I'm getting over it. Think about this, though.
Fastest way to buy Bitcoin in Canada.
Okay. So then, now do me a favor. Do a little Google reviews of what they say about that. Or you could do MyBTCA, the website, and put scam in there. See what comes up. I didn't do this, apparently. But, you know, now's a good time to do it, just to find out.
Yeah.
See if it's fucking legitimate. Well, I mean, I guess it could be. I go, that's good. I go, can't you call the police? She goes, to do what? I'm a scammer. They're gone like the wind. She goes, to do what? A person in Africa did that. She said a person in Africa did that.
Interesting.
But she's the person in Africa that's the fucking scammer. This is very weird.
Looking at online reviews, we can see that MyBTCCA has a solid user rating.
Okay.
It's rated...
So Davin, she said she lost all her money?
Yes. She's claiming she got scammed on this Bitcoin platform by an African scammer.
No, and this is... they have a... on Trustpilot, I guess this is a place that one goes to find out if you can trust a site, is rated at 4.8 out of 5 by 111 users.
So
it seems legit.
Yeah, unlike her.
Yes.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I go, put them out of business so they don't get more victims. Maybe recover some of your money. What was his name? Do tell. She goes, I'm fine. It's okay. Stop asking questions. It's bullshit, I tell you. But you know what? I do believe that she could have gotten scammed. Person.
Totally.
I just want to save that stress. But imagine that. Bitching about being scammed while you're a scammer.
While you are actively scamming someone.
Oh, sweet irony.
I know.
Because they never suspect you're a scammer if they're saying they got scammed by a scammer.
Yeah, true.
I go, okay, well, I'm sorry. Seems like quite a few scams originate from Western Africa.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Really?
Yes, I am. What are you going to do?
What do you think she says?
I think that she's going to deny it.
What do you think, Joe?
I think she's going to agree. Yeah, it's horrible what's going on.
Joe's right. She goes, they are much there.
Oh, okay. Are they?
I go, why? Do they hate us? She goes, I don't know. I think you do.
I think you do.
I think you do know. I go, it's sad. They take advantage of good people like you.
Oh, the irony dripping down your face.
Quick, get me a go-girl. I'm leaking all over the place.
Oh, the slobber.
I need a go-girl for my chin. Joe, get right on that, please. Let's back it up. There's so much slobber. She goes, I don't want to talk about it anymore. You seem to be asking all the questions and know all the answers.
I know.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. I go, okay. How was your new house? Did you finish decorating? She goes, I finished all that. I go, cool. She goes, I'm done with the house stuff. That no longer fits this story. We're moving on.
Yes, yes.
I go, that's great. I'm happy for you. She goes, why are you happy for me? I go, that your house is how you like it. I always want you to be happy. She goes, thanks for your concern. It's been God all this while. Azzy, are you working with God?
It's been God all this while?
Where was God when you got scammed, stupid? Yeah, God was on vacation. It was Sunday. You know, that's his day.
Don't get me started.
I go, I'm glad. Last week you seemed upset. I'm glad things are looking better for you. She goes, for sure, thumbs up. She goes, how have you been doing? I go,
Have you been making lots of money you can send me?
I give her a smiley face. I go, I'm just stressed and lonely. It has not been a great stretch, but my attitude is good, so that's important, right? I am at peace. She goes, you're still thinking about your brother? He fucking died. Of course I would be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course. But but even non-scammers say really ridiculous things to people in mourning.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, but don't forget the other scammer told you to get over it.
Ah, that's true.
Yeah, well.
You're not over that guy yet?
Enough with your bullshit. Send me $200 to show that you love me. Why can't you just send me a Steam card? I don't see the issue.
What's the problem?
I go, of course. He was my only family. I loved him. She goes, Let's forget there's a company I invested in the last 2 years. Hopefully I'm counting on them. I know you loved them so much. I go, I did. The virus prevented me from saying goodbye. She goes, so sorry, Davin.
Well, this one's at least polite.
Yeah, well, okay, Carolyn's been very sweet.
Yeah.
I go, thank you, Carolyn. I appreciate that. She goes, you're welcome. I'm glad we at least can. I'm glad we can at least be friendly. She goes, of course. Really? Scroll up. I go, LOL. Well, that wasn't always the case, LOL. She goes, LOL. I go, you do know I loved you, right? I mean, you know I truly did, right? She goes, the case was that you never trusted me, so I became upset. Well, because you're a scammer.
Yes. Because I came upset looking at the zeros in my bank account.
Yes. I go, I think there was more to it than that, but I don't want to rehash it. It's in the past. She goes, better, Davin. I go, what is better? She goes, it's a thing of past. That's our past. I go, it is our past. And it had twists and turns. Never dull, LOL, because we had a story to write.
Yeah.
And you're full of shit. She goes, let's talk about the present. They always want to talk about the present.
Yes.
I go, okay, anything in particular you wish to discuss? You did give me a lot of comedy material, LOL. She laughs, and then she goes, my birthday's coming up soon.
Oh, is it? And how do you celebrate?
I go, that's exciting. How old will you be, 32? She goes, I thought I've told you that before. I go, I don't think so. Your birthday was in March. I go, I thought your birthday was March for some reason. What day is it? She goes, 22nd of this month. I go, any plans? She goes, no plans for now. I will pop out of a cake for you. And then I give her a wink emoji. She goes, what do you think she says?
I know something that you could give me for my birthday.
All right, Joe, what do you think?
Yeah, she's buttering you up. She's doing a setup.
Well, Joe, it's not a long setup. She goes, but make sure you send my gifts to me.
Oh, wow.
I'm still not working. Still grieving.
Still grieving, not working, send me money.
And we've had this huge fall.
Well, she has no sense of compassion. That's not for a scammer.
I know, right? As if. I laugh. She goes, no, serious about it, LOL.
I'm sorry to stop you for a second. You would think by this point the other scammer might have had the goddamn common courtesy to let them know what's going on.
I think the other scammer's like, fuck. You know, like when you get fired from a job or you leave under bad terms? Like, fuck him and fuck all those people. I don't give a shit.
You want to train the new guy? No, he can go fuck himself too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happened. They're on their own. Everybody's going to talk to this asshole. I've wasted enough time.
Wow. She just really goes right for the jugular.
She goes, serious about it, LOL. I go, are you now? I go, I was serious about the cake. I'm cute, covered in icing. Can you imagine this asshole fucking flirting with this twat again after how vile she's been? Can you imagine?
No, it really, I think that they've got to sit there sometimes and say, really? Really? Like, what do I have to do to run you away?
I'm trying it all.
I know.
She goes, okay, sending cake.
You know what? People are lonely for compassion. You know, sometimes people are that lonely for compassion.
Yeah,
they don't care.
Yes.
She goes, okay, sending cake would be nice. How are you going to do that? I go, I have to figure that out. I said I would jump out of a cake for you. She goes, okay, anything is fine. I go, I think you're more focused on eating cake than me popping out of it, LOL. She goes, I'm not focused on anything. Anything is fine. I have to go now, Davin. I go, okay, nice chatting. She goes, yeah, nice chatting with you. I go, thanks. Stay safe, Caroline. She goes, you too. I go, thank you.
You scared her with the covered in icing talk.
I have that effect. Then we'll go to April 19th. She goes, you're welcome. Good morning. I go, hi, Carolyn. I'm happy to hear from you. How are today? Now I fucking type like them.
How art thou?
How art today?
Good morning, Sir Galahad.
Sir Scamahad.
Yes.
I go, I'm in a good mood. She goes, okay. I go, did you get a good night's rest? She goes, yes, and you? I go, I did. First time in ages. Now I'm focused on a new business venture. I feel better than I have in weeks. Throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Throw a little. All right. We're talking now. Yeah, yeah. There might be a little taste coming for you. Get your beak wet.
Yeah. You know what? Ooh, what are you doing?
Because broke fake Davin did not scare this one away.
No, I know.
I go, now I'm focused on new business venture. I feel better than I have in weeks. She goes, that's great. Davin, what's your phone carrier? We've done this before with
just
them,
a conversation.
Too.
Just a conversation.
It's a normal thing. Joe, don't I pester you every week to find out what your phone carrier is because we're friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, what are you guys doing this weekend? Who's your phone carrier, really?
Cricket. I love Ryan Reynolds.
And it really all depends on how you say it. Who's your phone carrier? Who's your phone carrier?
Yeah. MCI.
Is it?
No, they don't exist anymore. Stupid.
I was like, that doesn't sound right.
9X. I use 9X.
Ma Bell.
9X.
I go, thank you. I go, you. I use burner phones. Why? Who is your carrier, Caroline? That is my stock answer, because it's not the first time. I use burner phones.
And it's good because you established yourself as a creep.
Yeah.
Thank you? I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Doesn't seem like a nice thing to say to somebody.
Listen, you know what?
Dammit, it is.
How many times have all of us heard that? You just say thank you. Move along.
Oh, so I go the site you sent me where you say you were scammed appears to be reputable. So I guess I did research it.
Oh,
see, okay. I don't really know what this is like. All new
it's
to me.
So long ago.
I did some research. However, it is not the best trading platform. Why do you think you were scammed? She goes, I invested on it. I go, did you get your funds? She goes, no. I go, I know they hold your initial investment and handle it manually. You invested directly in the platform, or did you go through the African you spoke of? They have excellent reviews. She goes, I went directly through the platform. They are too smart. I go, what do you mean? She goes, the site was built for them by them for scam. And if there's one thing I know about, it's a scamming site, motherfucker.
Right. It's like, don't tell me how to scam.
I go, oh, that sucks. I go, there are a lot of those out there. It's why I stay away from these companies. What made you choose them instead of GoFX? She goes, GoFX? Now she doesn't know. Now she doesn't know the company that she supposedly worked for.
Oh, my God.
The company that she told me just a few days ago that she still works for.
Yeah. And it's like she seems to remember certain things but not others. Wow.
I go,
she doesn't know a lot.
Yeah.
For the simple reason you were told to go to hell. And she was told that you thank you for being part of our show and stuff like that. You go, you know, she doesn't know that she's part of this company. Yeah, there's a lot of shit she's not aware of.
So I give her the website. I go, gofxinvest.com. I don't think they're online anymore. I go, that was where you told me you work. She goes, yeah, that's my company. I work with it in times of investment. But then she puts a question mark by GoFX. It's like, how fucking brain dead would I have to be?
Right, to not get that, oh, she doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
I go, right, I was asking why you were looking on a different platform, like mybtc.ca. She goes, I am an investor. I like making money. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And this person wanted me to invest in them. Can you imagine being serious and, like, talking to this fucking simpleton and, like, giving them your money?
And then have them say, I like to invest in other places because I like to make money, not my own company who will scam you.
Or this other company where I'm claiming people got scammed.
Right. Ugh.
I like making money. And I said, Joseline, I like ringdings. No.
I like ringdings.
Joe did it with his, like, Walter Cronkite look. Like, it was, like, a serious report.
Turn out the news. I like ringtone.
How could you not trust that?
How did President Nixon in Vietnam?
I suddenly have a craving for patriotic ringdings.
I like ringdings.
I go, I just checked your company site. It's down. So apparently it was offline by then.
Ah.
She goes, I wanted to invest there, too, and see how my outcomes grow. I go, gotcha. You may want to tell your company IT team that the site is down. Can you imagine?
No, so stupid.
Yeah. You know what it sounds like if somebody writes you, you're posting a gig, and somebody writes you, you know, your website doesn't have any of your dates. All right.
Ugh.
So then I give her the website. She goes, I didn't get you. I go, the site for GoFXInvest.com. It is no longer online. The platform can't be accessed. The site you just said you work for. You dumb twat.
Unbelievable.
She goes, it can be accessed. I just tried that now. I go, send me a working link. I can't get on it. If I can't, others are probably having the same issue.
Right.
As for the Canadian site, it has been operating since 2015. You think it's been a scam site run by Africans for 6 years? They don't have the longevity, you think?
Oh, those Canadian Africans. Damn them.
So then she sends me a GoFX thing. What's this say? Tight spreads the fast lane for maximizing your profit. Create an account. So she sends me, no, the fuck.
No, I can't. Get the fuck. No, I don't want to open an account. What the hell's going on over here?
It's going to cost you $10,000 to do the rest of this joke.
Right. Oh, now I got to fucking scroll up. Now I fucking ruin things.
Oh, no.
Now
ruined Zombo.
I did
ruin Zombo. You're absolutely right, Joe.
You know, it's sometimes when you're having, like, if you have, like, a bad IT person or an amateur webmaster, you'll find that sites are not accessible on certain
browsers,
and yeah. Then they're okay on others. So I was just thinking to myself, maybe she's looking at one browser, or it's cached on her.
It's probably what it is.
On her computer, and so she's seeing old information. And if she, reboots, or if she, whatever you call that, if she cleaned her browser and then she looks, it's not there. Yeah, that used to happen to me sometimes. I didn't understand that.
So she sent me the screenshots. She goes, I just accessed it now. I go, that's a different place than the one you used to work for. So apparently it was GoFX.
Right.
She goes, this is the site I normally use for work. I go, okay, this is not the same site as when you first reached out to me and the one you were promoting on Instagram.
Telling her business.
She goes, this is the site I sent you. I go, nope. It's okay. Not worth arguing. There's so many other plot holes in your story. Why would I let this one sink, this fucking chimp?
Right.
I go, have you been doing well with the bottom, with the Bitcoin market recently? She goes, for sure. I've been doing so well. I go, that's great. So happy for you. What the fuck? She goes, this is a client. Then she sends like a testimony. This is a client that testified on January 19th and some clients too. So she's sending me like screenshots of testimony.
Oh, so now all of a sudden she's going back to the business scam.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
I go, okay, well, you don't have to sell me, LOL. I trust you. No, I don't. No, I don't. She goes, okay. I go, are you going to come to the USA when this all ends? She goes, my company is doing a giveaway in Bitcoin due to this pandemic issue. I'll be in USA. I go, New York? She goes, but if I'm coming, you're going to pay for my flight ticket. New York, I don't get you.
Okay.
I'm coming, but if I do, you're going to pay for my flight ticket. How about your fucking company?
She forgets that I live in New York.
Yeah.
I go, I mean, if you're going to be in town, I would have to take you to lunch or something. Just friends. She goes, I'll be glad. Cool. I would like that, too, I say. She goes, okay, till then. I go, yes. Well, no, I hope we can talk before then, LOL. She goes, yeah. I go, and I will buy you the biggest piece of cake you've ever seen for your birthday. And, of course, treat you to lunch wherever you would like to go. She goes, okay, that'll be nice. Look at two assholes making a date that's never going
to
happen.
Right. I know. Look at this.
You're paying for her to fly to New York so you can buy her a piece of cake with lunch. Wow, that's a whirlwind romance.
I'm a generous man.
Let me see if we can stop to buy White Castle by the time she has to head back to Kennedy.
She should be so lucky.
I think there's one on Conduit Boulevard.
I go, I think so too, Carolyn. It gives me something to look forward to for sure. She goes, something like what? I go, I mean, taking you to lunch is something in the future that I look forward to. She goes, and it's going to be a reality. Just believe it, okay?
That's weird.
Well, you know what? Maybe this is all for reals after all.
Uh-huh.
Maybe OK Carolyn is the girl in the picture.
Oh, my God.
I think this is for reals this time.
Take off your visor. I got to feel your forehead for a temperature.
I got the COVID. I go, if you're in New York and I am in town, it's 100%. She goes, and we lack trust here. What?
Well, I mean, the two of you do.
I go, how do you figure? I just told you 100%. She goes, okay. I go, do you trust me? She goes, yeah, but you don't. I go, Caroline, stop saying that. I just told you repeatedly I do. Why are you picking a fight with me? She goes, no, I'm not. That has been the issue from origin. No, the issue is you're a scammer and you're untrustworthy. That has been the issue from origin, and you can't keep your story straight, including our origin story. That's the issue, Caroline. I go, Carolyn, you always tell me, don't think about the past. I'm just talking about now and our future friendship. I said when you come to New York, if I am in town, I am taking you out. She goes, I have heard you, okay? I go, good. She goes, taking me out would be a pleasure. It most certainly would.
It would.
I go, I think so, too. I enjoy your company, virtually up until now, LO. And it will be an honor to show you a nice time in person. She goes, I have always enjoyed your company, too. You're a really nice person. I most certainly am. I most certainly am.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
What? I feel love.
Okay, good.
I go, thank you, Carolyn. That means a lot. I think you are too. I don't. I think she's an asshole. She goes, you're welcome. I go, from day one, there was always something about you that I liked. It's called content. From day one, I was sure this was for reals.
Content. It was for real. Content.
She goes, do you have a job now?
Yeah, doing what?
I go, working on it, babe. Are you offering me a job, LL? She goes, what work are you looking for? What do you like about me? I go, I'm looking at something in comedy. If it comes to fruition, I will tell you. If you're hiring, what do you need? I'm a hard worker, talented, and cute. I go, you're a fun, intelligent, and a hard worker. You are not lazy. She goes, thanks, Davin. I go, you're welcome. She goes, all is for a better life ahead. I go, I hope so. I think so. I go, I would hope we can stay in each other's life and root for each other on. She goes, there's a company here in UK that produces automobiles. They're looking for employees.
Did she just Google that shit?
I don't know. But Joe likes to say that, you know, what I try to do to help them is try to find them work. This is the first instance of a scammer trying to find me work.
The scammer employment agency.
Sure. Let me get you a job so you can send me some money.
There you go. She wants you employed.
I don't blame her.
That would be a much better return for her.
I would have to move to the UK. I don't know anyone there. I'd have to find a place to live first, I think. I go, thank you for suggesting it. What is the company? And she sends me a screenshot. I go, cool. Sounds like, that's a website. I go, sounds like Arabic, if I am not mistaken. She goes, the company is known as Urbican Melcock.
Pardon me?
Sounds like a class English porn star. Good evening, madam. I'm Abraham Melcock. I shall be having sexual intercourse with you, and we will do a variety of positions in front of this camera.
That sounds lovely.
Classy.
She goes, yeah, he's from Turkey, but based in UK with his company. He is a designer, so if I move to UK, can I rent a room from you? And then she sends me a picture of this guy.
What the hell is this? So what is she doing? Like, all of a sudden she's decided that she's going to tell you, get you a job, and here's the guy that she thinks you should hit up for a job?
Well, I was unemployed.
I know, but this is very strange. He's a designer of what, cars?
I guess.
Okay.
She goes, yeah. I go, oh, I seriously will. You have a nice place. She goes, that'd be okay. I have a nice place, okay? I go, can you imagine us as roommates after everything we've been through? She laughs. She goes, I know it's had for me here, but never mind. I go, I would write a book about it. What do you mean? She goes, I'm always there for you. What book? I go, thank you, Carolyn. I'm always here for you. The book about how we wound up as roommates, of course, after our twisting tale of love and hate and friendship. She laughs. She goes, I'll help you get the job for you, okay? I will contact them by tomorrow to know how it goes, okay? I go, well, I don't think I could start until after the virus. Lockdown. She goes, I know, but you have to secure the job first. After this pandemic, stuff of a thing, you can start immediately, okay? Are you okay?
Start making money and send it to me, okay?
Okay. She goes, so how do you see it? I go, how do I see what? The job stuff. I go, well, honestly, it's a bit scary picking up and moving to a new country. I travel but never lived outside of America. She goes, for sure, but I'm here with you to guide you. And if you can't have a scammer to guide you, kids, who can guide you?
What else could you ask?
She's like Jiminy Cricket. Let your conscience be your guide. Let your charlatan be your guide. I go, wow. She goes, you're not alone in this, okay? I go, I never imagined that, LOL. She goes, what are friends for? I don't think this.
All right, we're getting a lot of platitudes here. Calm down.
I go, true, and I blow her a kiss. I go, friendship kiss. No tongue, LOL. She laughs. She goes, okay. She goes, I go, this is exciting. She goes, I know, you're a bit happy now. I go, I was happy this morning with my new project. You and I being friends makes me happy. Everything else is a bonus. She goes, that's great. Bunch of smiley faces. I go, I think so. Are you happy? She goes, very, very much excited for you. I go, thank you, Carolyn. What do you have planned for the rest of your day? She goes, I'm just so tired. I want to take some rest. And you? I go, that's cool. I have a 3D printer going for medical supplies. That was true. The wife was doing that.
Yeah.
For medical professionals. And I will design the logo for my new business. That was true, too.
Yeah.
And I will thank God for you being my friend. She goes, do well to show me the logo when you are done, okay? I go, once I get everything designed and copyrighted, surely I will. I go, I feel optimistic right now. She goes, the future will be great if we are bound to make life easier for our life. You know, I feel like this is a new beginning for these kids.
I do, too. I think that this is another way into romance.
I go, I've always felt that you and I could be a great team. Felt that the moment we started talking. And it's true. She goes, let's keep pushing it and see what it can produce. I go, I'm down for it. I'll be the looks. And I give her away.
Oh, God.
She goes, I'm still with you. I go, I still support you and your dreams, Miss Fuchs. Hashtag unstoppable. She goes, thanks, dude.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, dude.
What is she, one of the little kids on Full House?
Yeah, seriously.
Thanks, dude.
I go, you're welcome. I go, wish we could drink to this. And then she gives four champagne emojis, and I give her a clicking glasses gif.
I think that you guys are really getting, like, super friendly again.
We both
very weird.
Well, you know what? I never got over her, if we truth be told.
I know. You have a warm spot.
You know, she was a little twatty there for a while. But if I could just forget everything that's happened and everything that she doesn't know about our past, I think this can be a new beginning. If this lobotomy really kicks in, I feel good about this.
I think it's kind of like one of those bulk erasers for computer memories where you just wave it over the strong magnet.
Yes.
And now they're your brand new slate. For you.
I go, let's get drunk. She goes, I'm with you. I go, nice. I go, what are we drinking? She goes, whiskey.
Whoa.
I go, oh, shit, Carolyn likes the hard stuff. It'll put hair on your chest. She goes, I really like the hard one, Jameson precisely, the Irish whiskey. I go, well, if you come to New York, if we are still hanging out, still hanging at night, I'll take you out for drinks. Sound good? She goes, sounds so good.
Wow.
I go, I'll get you fucked up, LOL. She goes, that's a lie. I go, oh, is it? She goes, I will stand fine after everything. I go, we will see. We will see. She goes, you're coming to UK too. I go, I think we drink warm lager, right? She goes, till then. I go, can't wait. She goes, but you'll be coming to UK. I go, if it all works out, I will. Will you give me a tour? She goes, I pray it works out. I go, it'd be nice for sure. I'm going to take you around. I go, cool. She goes, yeah, cool. I go, I will have the prettiest chaperone in England. She goes, it's my pleasure to take care of you. I go, oh, you're sweet. Thank you. She goes, you're nice, too. Davin, I have to go now so I can load my battery, okay? I go, fine. That's why I have to unload my battery. Unload my now.
After this conversation.
I go, thanks. And handsome. Don't forget handsome. I go, okay, have a wonderful evening, Carolyn. I enjoyed chatting with you. She goes, thanks, handsome. I go, LOL. Because I enjoyed it, too. I go, good. It feels nice just to talk with you again. I missed it. She goes, I missed it, too. She goes, just think positive and pray things will work out fine for us, okay? Well, I don't think they can ever work out well for both of us.
No.
I don't think it ever works out for both of us. I go, I definitely will. She goes, have faith. She goes, do you pray at all? I'll work at midnight. See you soon, okay? I go, cool. I'll look forward to our next chat. She goes, okay, bye. I go, bye. And that is where we will end it.
I'm a little confused. Because I guess it's just because I don't understand how they work on the other side. I mean, we've talked about how they work in terms of, like, you know, that oftentimes there'll be more than one person working on a client and, you know, that they'll sell a person. It's just really weird to have more than one person working on you that they don't, why they don't talk to each other and why this person, like, what is her plan, you know? I mean, like, oh, all of a sudden she's like all palsy-wowsy. She wants to be your roommate, for God's sakes. What?
All right, well, let's think this out.
Okay.
I mean, theoretically, say she was going to get me a job.
Yeah.
Theoretically, couldn't she say, all right, but in order to process your resume or whatever, in order to get the paperwork for you to work in New York,
There's fees. I can get your working papers in the UK, but there are fees.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just guessing here.
I'll do the legwork for you. Just send me the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, or you know, like a lot of these scam sites do. Say, oh, yeah, you're part of the job. But you have to take the class. You give me the money for the class.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what this person's doing. We know if they come to New York, I'm paying for the ticket. We know that.
Yeah, apparently. They're coming to New York for work, but all of a sudden you're on the hook for the plane ticket.
Of course.
I guess work is doing well.
Or not, depending on which platform.
Wow. There's so much wrong and so much misinformation and so many holes in the story. How does this work on people? You know, I mean, very lonely, but we need to drill people on their, like, you know,
listen,
thinking skills.
I've talked about on many topics on this thing, When the heart wants something, sometimes the mind stops functioning.
Yeah.
You and I are sitting, you, the three of us, are sitting at this from a distance, go, how could anybody possibly fall for this?
Yeah.
Where you and I, when it came to President Trump, would have the same conversation, how could people believe this? Well, people believe what they want to believe.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You could say that about any politician, where people are all in, you know.
Or religion. Yeah,
listen,
or
a lot of people were like,
relationship?
Devoted to Obama.
Yeah.
You know, how could people believe this, the right might say. So, you know. The heart wants what the heart wants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just happen not to function that way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very analytical and cynical, and this show has certainly done a lot of that too. But yeah, but to your point, there's a lot of holes in this story. Swiss cheese is going, slow down. It's a little too holy for me.
You're backing into my territory.
But yeah, you would have to overlook a lot here.
You would. You would really have to overlook a lot of red flags. And I understand. I was having a visit with friends, and you know, the friend's husband didn't really understand what we do on the show. So I was explaining.
By the way, not alone in that.
I know. I was explaining to him a little bit, and his knee jerk reaction was, but "Don't a lot of these people have it coming to them?" And
the scammers, yes.
The
scammers definitely deserve me.
Oh, they do. No, the scammed. And he was his, you know, without having heard a lot of what I had to say or having listened to our show, apparently, he said, don't they have it coming to them? And I said, you know, I understand why some people think that, but that's not always the case. And we take the view that these are people who, for whatever reason, needed to hear this stuff. And so they and the end result is that they have been bamboozled out of their money. Some of them, you know, we've gone over what happens to people who are scammed. And it's like it's really kind of a quick, heartless take on it to say, oh, well, they deserve what they got. No, they don't deserve what they got. It's like, you know, that's like saying if somebody is vulnerable, take advantage of them. I know that happens. You're not supposed to do that, though. They don't deserve it. Nobody deserves this.
Yeah, no. Nobody deserves to be lied to and fooled.
No, and stolen from and emotionally manipulated.
I get the knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
And you know, and these scammers are just business people.
Yeah.
But, you know, and there's a lot of victims, which is where I come in. You know, listen, if we could slow one scammer down, or multiple scammers down, as the case may be.
I think it's great.
But, I mean, but to that point, this character would really have to be slow, because not only on love, because there's so many problems, so many issues with this. And listen, slow people do fall for scammers too.
Absolutely,
smart people do. People on top of the, you know, with the highest IQs, and slow people do too. But this version of fake Davin would have to be slow, and they would have to. At some point, don't they think, to your point that you said earlier, don't think, all right, nobody can believe this shit. I'm real. I mean, how bad are they that they actually think I'm falling for this shit?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know somebody. I won't name him. We know somebody on the spectrum who was scammed. And the thing is that, you know, the person on the other end doesn't care. They just don't care.
No.
Give me the money. Give me the money. It's completely heartless. It's like sharks going, you know what? I'm not going to eat that person. That person's nice. They just eat all the people.
I think the two interesting developments are from this episode is she's telling me she was scammed by an African.
Which, yeah.
And the fact that she's trying to find me a job.
How do you like being told how to work your life so that you can get the desired outcome?
I should give her with twat cow and said, enough with this bullshit. Just send me money. I'm not working.
Really?
Joe, you're awfully quiet over there.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm tired. We've been at this for over 3.5 hours. I want to go to bed.
Okay.
All right.
I think that those are good takeaways, that it's really bizarre that she was trying to do the same thing.
All right. Are you going to be anywhere?
No, not this week.
America is saved. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Fredico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Side-splitting productions. You need a roast, a comedian for your restaurant, event. Starting to call some places for my tour of Florida, so it doesn't just have to be the tri-state area. Give us a call. Sidesplittingproductions.com or davincomedy.com or 551-404-309 for a long fucking show. I blame Pip for knocking us off kilter for the first half hour of the show. So that's Pip's responsibility.
Oh, it's on me? Okay,
yes,
sorry.
That is on you. You came in hot. If you like us, tell a friend if you hate us.
Tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening or watching.